Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do. Mr. Malcolm, go!
Banks of the river, where the willows hang down, and wild birds they warble with a low moaning sound, way down in the hollow where the river runs cold. It was there I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my back and I see your sweet face. The past I remember.
All right, Malcolm Go Podcast. April 27th. The night before the 2022 draft, I open up with a little Tyler Childers for no reason whatsoever.
First of all, it's not his name. His name is Tyler Childers.
It's Childers, as far as I'm concerned.
The fuck is that? No, I'm out on you. But anyway.
Listen, it's kind of like I've never heard his name.
Childers.
I've never heard his name, but it's like if you read a name, you know, if you were reading Harry Potter when you were a kid and then the movies came out and you'd be like, what do you fucking mean it's Hermione? I've been saying Hermione for fucking 12 years.
Wait, what song did you do?
Rock, Salt, Nails.
I wish you would have done White House Road.
We're 12 seconds into this podcast, and KP couldn't have more KFC chicken in his mouth right now. He just has a wad.
In a hotel in Tampa, of all places.
The podcast hasn't been on for even a whole minute.
The boy was hungry.
Are you really eating KFC out of a bucket?
No, I wasn't eating KFC. It was a piece of pizza.
Tampa pizza. It's got to be Domino's too. Domino's is right up your alley, though. You're fucking South Carolina trash with no pizza anywhere near you. So anytime you guys got Domino's, you're like, oh, we are fucking living. That's what you guys were doing.
It was the Mellow Mushroom. Your choices here are like Five Guys or the Mellow Mushroom, and I prefer pizza.
I've never even heard of that place that you just mentioned.
How much – you guys see that Papa John's commercial where the guy's pretending to be Italian eating the pizza?
No.
That's me.
You haven't seen that commercial? It's on every 12 seconds. And he's like, oh – some people like to fold it. Well, some people just eat it flat.
That's the worst commercial.
What do you mean? I feel like I'm in it just transports me right to New York. Oh, this is what it's like.
Go fuck yourselves. Although, I will tell you that I have gotten obsessed with cuisine. I forget who sent it to me. Whoever first sent it to me, I got obsessed with cuisine on Instagram. Cuisine. I say it every minute now.
Me and Frankie found him at the same time. He's fantastic.
I don't even get it. He's kind of like just rips off Portnoy, but just does it nonstop all day.
Portnoy's the king.
I don't know how he's doing that. He's just playing an Italian character.
I know he does that, but he does he just does food reviews, right? So that's it.
Oh, I thought he was just doing a character. But yeah, I guess
I don't think that's
food.
A character. I think that's really him is the thing.
No, it's not him.
I think it is really him. I don't think he's playing it up. I love when he says
crazy?
He threw on the suit, though. When he wears a velour suit and he says, I threw on the suit, it killed me. Anybody, check out Meals by Cooge. C-U-G. Cooge. He's blowing up. Fucking Chrissy.
You know what to do? Pause this podcast and go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, enjoy. Exactly. Pause this and
go have a nice laugh.
Scroll Cougine. When he says that a fucking hero sub was 7 Fazools, it made me cry out loud. This hero, 7 Fazools.
Are you the meatball sausage dripping just like your sister?
Yeah, exactly. Got a basically eating a salad.
Something completely, I'm going to change the subject. The only place I've seen anything about football in this godforsaken city is at the airport.
Yeah.
That's the only place.
That's how they welcome you.
They even mention Tom Brady.
Home of the champions. It's a terrible town. They don't care about
Tampa,
sports.
It's miserable.
I'm telling you, there should be no professional sports south of Washington, D.C. Should not exist. If you have anything to do in the wintertime because it's nice out, you shouldn't be able to have a
I don't agree. I don't. I definitely don't agree with that.
That's because you're from south of Washington, D.C. But you guys aren't real fans of pro sports. They like college sports only, and that's it. There's no reason that Miami should have a hockey team or fucking Orlando should have a basketball
team. Yeah, but they have the two best hockey teams in the NHL. The whole
It doesn't matter. Nobody watches them. Do you think that the fucking Florida Panthers have averaged like 300 fans per game for the last 10 years? They can't do anything with them. The stupid NHL basically just overexpanded and got stuck with that Miami team, especially because for some reason they always make the expansion team really good for the first few years. So they did that with Vegas,
yeah,
too.
Like the Knights?
Now they're terrible.
Didn't they win? They won the cup their first year. They made
it. They went to the finals, which was absurd. But I don't know. Seattle sucked this year, but who knows? I'm sure they have great fans. I bet you the 12th man's already showing up. They've been cracking fans since 1961. I hate
I can
a Seattle
assure you
fan.
That the last place I'm going to go, my young country self is going to be anywhere near the city of Portland or Seattle. That whole coast over there is not for me.
I don't think it'd be for me either, to be honest with you. It doesn't seem like a nice time. What do they even have up
there?
They have that one fish place where they throw a fish and at,
they got the
at
needle.
Each other. Yeah.
They had the needle.
And then Portland has what? Nothing. I've never even heard of anything there. They made a TV show about it once. I think there's a donut place. I watched Triple D a lot, and maybe one time they had a barbecue place on there. But barbecue stinks, and it certainly isn't good in Portland.
It's not even barbecue. Barbecue in Portland, Oregon is going to stink.
It's probably vegan.
That's not going to be. That's Cracker Barrel. Yeah, that's a tough gig there. But speaking of Portland, it's a different Portland, but did you see the Portland Sea Dogs pitcher? Did y'all see that?
Of course not.
Oh my God!
I barely watched
it was
Boston
all over.
Red Sox pitchers.
No, it was all over ESPN. He got the hitter the hitter was a Sea Dog, which is a Sox, the Sox, and he got beaned in this. He was a large, dark-skinned man, and he
relevant
ran
relevant.
Out there and hit the pitcher so damn hard, I thought he died.
Oh, they had
it
a fight.
It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I'm going to send it, and we need live reactions on the pod.
Wait, now, well, I used to have a pretty sweet Portland Sea Dogs hat from when I was a lad. Anyway, I don't think we need to watch that video. I'm going to tell you right now, to be quite honest. Let's talk about the draft, since I'm not going to be here next week, fellas. We can't have a react, because I'm going to be European side. I'm going into Russia. I've had enough. I'm going to be an American mercenary. I'm invading the Ukraine or Russia, wherever I got to go.
Only if you post back on TikTok.
TikTok. This podcast has literally zero flow whatsoever right now. Tyler is well, on.
Yeah, there's like a nice mix of like Fox News talking sports.
There's nothing happening. Right, zero flow to this. If we had more than one listener past the second minute, I'd be surprised. Because this is literally trash.
No,
we should talk about. I got obsessed today. I don't even know if my uncle knows what he's doing, but I spent 5 hours today researching this crypto shit. And you know, I know the bare bones of crypto. Do you guys follow at all?
No.
Who gave you this? Anthony?
My uncle. No. So he was like, "Look what I got." So you know, I always know, like, you know, obviously I know the big ones like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and stuff like that. And so I'm like trying to find, you know, every once in a while there'll be one that's like worth, like, I remember like Shiba Inu was like a big one. Like, it's, you buy like 10 million of them because they're 0.000001, whatever. And then maybe they'll go up to like maybe a penny and you make like $35,000.
What is going on with this podcast?
I don't know, but I just want to talk about it because I want people on the podcast to text me all their knowledge so that I can get rich. So anyway, there's this new one, which is a whole new blockchain that I'm learning about. It's called Hex. I was learning about Hex, and apparently it's a different world than this is like literally like a toddler crypto explanation. It's a different world. So Ethereum lives in one world. Like, and then Hex lives in this Matrix world, and then you have
can
to
we
buy
not
this
do this anymore?
Yeah, I feel Pulse. Like I'm at a bar, and the guy next to me just sat down and started talking. I was like, no,
"This
I'm
is
out.
What." But listen,
no, you don't get it. Like, I'm gonna be a bazillionaire in 2 years.
My uncle put in $500, and he had $40,000 sitting in his wallet. I said, "What do you mean? How did this happen?" It was like over a week.
This happened.
Anyways,
being scammed. Anyways, but somebody, listen, any information that the Malcolm Go podcast listeners have about this Hex and fucking blockchains and farms and listen, I spent 5 hours YouTube and I believed every single person on YouTube, every single one. There were some were Australian, some were from England, one guy was from Seattle.
Hey Tone, can we talk about the draft?
Yeah,
I want to talk about blockchain
tonight. Is what you should have done. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Your uncle
that's
made
the problem.
Yeah, this is going no.
I said I had nothing.
Everything that's happened so far.
Well, listen, we had nothing really. I mean, the podcast is a shit show to begin with. I want to learn.
Podcast,
I want somebody in Malcolm Go world to teach me about the blockchain. I want to know about
all right,
it. I
so far, I'm gonna bring up. I'm gonna change the topic next. So far, we brought up KP doesn't like Antifa. That was the first half of the podcast.
That was a shock.
Then we covered coins. We had coins that we don't even know what we're talking about. We're talking about.
Can I say something funny, though?
We're 5 years too late.
I don't know. But there's something good about it, about this Twitter thing that I don't know why that just came in my head. My dad followed me on Twitter, and I was like, "That's perfect." Like, he must have heard Elon Musk bought Twitter, and he's like, "That's for me now, babe." He hopped right on and followed me. I was like, "That's too perfect." I saw it today.
You have to delete him. You can't have him seeing how often you tweet.
Oh, that's true too.
shit.
What the fuck is going on?
If he has push notifications on, I'm fired. That's 100%.
Yeah.
Guys, me and Edwin Lizard have been cranking film, baby, looking at these draft
first
picks.
First of all, don't compare yourself. You're better than him. That guy is a low-life.
Does anybody have any understanding as to why there's probably like 12, 15 you know, outer edge fringe Patriot fan tweeters that have like 50,000 followers or like 12,000 followers, and I have 400. And I am one, I have more knowledge than most of them.
You're far better looking.
I'm in the top 1%. Then we're talking, I'm funnier than all of them, 100%. Especially off the cuff.
43,000 followers.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you
have to look at like if they have like a lot of likes and retweets on everything. Because if they don't have any likes and retweets on any of their shit, that means they just bought all their followers.
Well, that's true too. But I mean, I don't think I gained a follower in like 2 years. Maybe I'm shadow banned. Do you think Elon Musk is going to help me out with that?
Saying this podcast is an above buying followers.
trust me, I will spend, baby. I'll reinvest that $10 monthly we get into followers.
This podcast, we're not pretending to have any dignity.
No, we don't really.
This was supposed to be a mock draft pod, but now we're just talking about Elon Musk and the fact that I don't know anything about the blockchain, and I need to know about it because I don't want to work anymore. I want to put $500 into this Hex wallet and then have $250 million come out of it in 6 weeks.
Well, how about here I have a proposition. If Bob Kraft dies,
blasphemy.
Are we in on Musk buying the Patriots? I'm kind of
anti.
No.
Tom Brady buys the team. Tom Brady buys the team.
I don't want Tom Brady anywhere near my franchise. I want him and his little.
Listen, you stop it. He is the franchise.
He's a winner.
Come back.
He's not the franchise. Own the team.
Can you imagine Bill Belichick having to answer to Tom Brady for like 2 years? I mean,
we would get nothing done. We would.
I think they would go 1-15. I think they would agree on everything.
I think Bill would shut it down. I think Bill would shut it down almost immediately. Plus, I mean, he would never own. Tom would never own enough of the team to control the coach.
He would have to ask Giselle for permission.
Like, Tom Brady at most has $1 billion. What, right? Maybe? Him and, like, at total? Like, him and his wife have $1 billion.
If he spent all of his money.
Yeah, exactly. Where, like, to buy a portion of an NFL team, you need, like, two, you know, to do have any factor in the team whatsoever without just getting a paycheck and maybe an office, you need to spend $2 billion.
I'm out on him. Anyways, I don't want to talk.
Talk about how Tampa, because I haven't been to Tampa in call it 30 years, and I went to fucking Busch Gardens and it stunk, and I was like, why is this city even here? And then they at the time they didn't even have a baseball team, so that's how long ago it was. It was at least 90, maybe 95.
City sucks. They don't care about sports. He literally came here because there's a beach. That's why he came here.
No, I think
you can't sleep
one
on how trashy the little Contis did grow up.
Don't sleep
like, on. Hey. I guarantee you guys went to Hershey Park.
No, that's not true. My parents were not. They did not bring. I've never been brought to a. That was the only theme park I've ever been brought to by my parents, other than the big ones. You know what I mean, like the big Disney World.
We did SeaWorld and Disney
World. There was definitely never
a
local. There was never a local theme park. My parents weren't packing up the squad to go to Water Country.
You lived on cruise ships.
Yes, we did. That's very true.
My God,
and we were top tier. Listen, we were fucking gold level Royal Caribbean years.
Oh my God, you remember? Yeah, Tony, growing up, I remember we used to go on cruises bi-weekly.
I can't convince my wife to do it. She thinks that like I'd throw her off the ship or that my kids will fall off the ship. I said, there's so much to do.
King of the trash is what the
contest is. Is a cruise ship trash? Or does it depend on
the thing? You could spend $400 and be on a boat and have like unlimited alcohol. Yeah, that's true.
You're talking. So you guys are talking Carnival Cruise. I'm talking fucking Royal Caribbean, babe.
Oh,
Grandeur of the Seas.
Royal Caribbean.
Yeah. I'm not. This is not Carnival Cruise. Fucking commercial on Bravo. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Royal Caribbean. Fucking surf walls. Fucking
this is
all you can eat soft serve ice cream. Multiple pools. Mini golf,
arcade, fake rock wall,
the casino.
Yeah. I fell in love on every single cruise I went on with some girl. Never came to nothing. I was always too young. Maybe a smooch.
But the fact that we have to explain this to you and how trash this is.
That's how trash it is.
I might be off. I'm pro cruise. I don't like the tandem dinners where you have to eat dinners with other families. But I anything else, I'm fucking for. You know what I mean? Give me a nice skating rink on the fucking promenade deck. I love it.
I remember
cocktails coming 10 at a time.
I remember being a kid and going to a little sandwich shop at like 11 p.m. that they just are just crushing Cubans. Just crushing
them. X-rated hypnotists. Fucking, you're living the best life at age 12. Pop in, your parents the have best. No idea where you are. You don't even know where your room is. Stateroom fucking 7,000. You're on the, you know what's the worst? You know what's? I'll give you one thing that is trash is when you get on the cruise ship and you face the inside. That's trash. That's when you're living in, like, that's, you are scum, and you're not even, literally, they should have just fucking cemented over the door. That should have been bricked up. That should not be a room. That is strictly to make money off poor people and scumbags. There's no reason you should have a room on a cruise
Tony,
ship that
the
has
price
no
difference is, like, it's, like, $400 a night versus $500 for one little window. Like,
this, this is
I'm not talking about porthole. It's balcony or nothing. You don't fucking porthole either. I stayed in a porthole and I stayed in a no window on an interior room, which is fucking, it borders on insane asylum.
It's the room you buy for your kids. You get the deck, you buy your fat kids fucking a room on the inside so all they can do is eat, and you can just shove them with food until they pass out. Yeah, you put them, they're a little wobbly because they're on the boat so they feel a little sick and you just feed these fucking
get in your dungeon. Yeah,
you have no idea what time it is.
30-pound overweight fat kids. You just need have waddling around the cruise
ship. You don't know what time it is. You don't know where you are because, like, growing up, we didn't have internet or any of that.
And you're
like,
just as drunk as you possibly can, knowing that nothing can happen to you. You can just waddle back to your room. Yeah. It's just fat, drunk people.
I think my favorite part of a cruise is, like, the first when you first get there, they give, like, the safety briefing. Like, if something goes wrong, anybody's gonna do any of that.
Nobody remembers. All anybody ever thinks about is, like, Titanic. Like, is there enough fucking safety boats? Like, there are a few cruise ship disasters now. Dominic's a cruise ship disaster connoisseur.
Yeah.
He fucking gets sent home from cruise ships because of COVID. And, like, every once in a while, there'll be diarrhea outbreaks on those bitches. Or they'll tip over in the Mediterranean. But I don't know. I am pro cruise ship as long as you're on a balcony. I think it's the classiest vacation you can get.
That's a little Conti, that's
class. If you want to talk about peak Saugus class, baby, that's it. Get Tony on a Royal Caribbean in a fucking Hawaiian shirt. You'll never see someone more relaxed.
Yeah, the boat takes off out of the North Shore.
Oh God, can you imagine? Right off of fucking Prince Pizza, they just leave.
Once in a while
have a nice Norwegian leave out of Boston Harbor. Can you imagine that fucking terrible ship? Out to the left, you'll see a floating body in East Boston.
You guys are both in real. Tell me if you think this is like a major red flag. So
already,
you're
already
times,
starting with something I love.
What?
The last two times Nina went shopping, right?
Yeah.
She gets this buffalo dip. And, like, we both, like, love this buffalo dip. She's been getting it from Trader Joe's. Fantastic. It's, like, it's some vegan buffalo dip, but it's really good.
Vegan buffalo dip.
So, it's, like, buffalo dip, but it's like a hummus.
He doesn't even know what vegan means. He's from Arkansas. He has no idea what vegan is.
It's not that, like, that fake chicken. I hate when they put that chicken in, like, pre-made buffalo chicken dip. It's kind of disgusting.
Sure.
It's slimy. But so this is a vegan one. So, the last time, she ate the whole thing. And over like 3 days, didn't tell me we had it. This time, she ate half of it yesterday. I get home, and I see her eating it again, realizing that she's been getting this dip the last two times.
Just eating it for
dinner?
And
keeping it from me, and not telling me.
It's not so much a red flag as she's the moneymaker of the family.
I was about to say, I think
if she wants her buffalo dip, let her have her buffalo dip. Is she eating it with a fork? Because that could be an issue. If you're going into – if girls love dips is one thing you have to know right off the bat. You can't give them access to dips, like, left and right. You just can't give it to them. Because there will be –
all I'm saying, though,
they'll go in there.
No, Tyler, that's a great – what is she eating? Like, is she just straight up
chips.
Like, picking at the – okay, that's a power move.
This is
– no, but here's what I'm saying.
I just want to talk about the carbon take. The carbon take. I can't take it. I can't even hear about it.
No, it's not. It's not what you think. It's like a kind of like a healthy dip.
Chips, babe. It's the chips, babe.
Yeah, it's an addition. But no, carry on. What? Why is this a red flag? I kind of like this move.
Feels like she's hiding it from me, and this feels like
what
this
else
is
she hiding? If you hide the dip, what else is she hiding?
Not telling me. She's, yeah. Tyler, she's paying your bills.
I'm gonna pay my automobiles. You pay. Remember that song by Destiny's Child? KP probably weren't even born.
No.
Why don't we do a fucking mock draft? Let's do something good with our time here.
I'll tell
so
you who
Patriots
I got.
Are drafting tomorrow at number 21, which they say is going to be about 10:50 p.m. So we'll do this mock draft live on PFF.
Well, I know who I'm taking, so y'all don't have to worry about that.
You're going to see how the board fucking shows up. Tyler, you can see the board, right? KP, you can see the board?
I got the board.
Looking right at the fucking
board.
So we're not going to do any trade-ups, only trade-downs, just because that's too much work.
Wait, we're going through the whole first round?
We're just doing only Patriots picks. So I'm going to start it right now, and then we're going to go through
it.
We could trade players. We could trade back for more picks. And our goal here is to get what we need. So let's talk about what we need. We need... defensive lineman, linebacker, cornerback, which I say is my number one. My number one is a corner, right?
Yeah.
Linebacker, safety, wide receiver, guard.
Safety?
Yes, a free safety. Someone that's going to take over for Devin McCourty.
I think you can do that next year, so I'm out on that right now.
All right, well, anyway, let's start this bitch, see what happens.
Tyler, are you urinating?
Oh, shit. No. I forgot you guys could hear me. I was putting away my smoothie cup.
Yeah, smoothie cup.
I thought I was muted. I thought I was just listening.
All right. We've come up. We're up on we're on the board. On the board is one of my top receivers, Sky Moore, N'Kobe Dean. We've got
really
two linemen here, center and a tackle. I'm going to pass on both of those irregardless. Sky
well,
Moore.
What's the trade? Ooh, I like Booth a lot. What's
I like
the trade
Andrew
for
Booth
though?
As well? Oh, dude, terrible trade options. The only trade option we have is the Steelers at 52.
I mean, we don't want that.
Unless we can get a first rounder next year, but even still, that's too far down. So 52, we can't be picking our first pick at 52. So you got N'Kobe Dean, which I think is your Gerard
I like Dean,
Mayo,
but he's small.
No, he's small, but
yeah, right. But I feel like he's just gonna be good. Like,
he is.
He's one of those picks where he's going to be good. You're not going to miss on him. Like,
Georgia linebackers in the NFL. Different style, but Roquan Smith in Chicago, he's very good. Very good.
Let's talk about it here. You got N'Kobe Dean. I think this is too high for Sky Moore. Andrew Booth. So those are my two guys. And then Zion Johnson is here at 3.
I'm going to be honest. Thank God N'Kobe Dean came up because I don't know a single one of these other players.
Okay, so
honestly, I like Dean or Booth here.
No, I agree. And then if you keep scrolling, there's a man named George Pickens. I think you try to snatch him in the next go round here. So I take I'm taking Booth.
I like Booth as well. Tyler, would you go Dean or Booth? I mean, I guess it's 2-1.
Cornerback or linebacker, Tyler, since you don't know who Andrew Booth is.
Going corner.
I would definitely go linebacker. We don't really need a corner.
We need only a corner.
What do you mean?
We need both badly.
I think they're going to play
zone.
Oh, I guess so. I mean, we have a lot of D-backs now.
We have Malcolm Butler's like corpse.
It's fine. Hey, should we talk about Lewis Cine here? Cine. He's from Everett, Massachusetts. He's shot so far up my big board. He's the 26th ranked player on PFF.
Yeah, he's got the kid. Is he the one with the kid and shit? Yeah. Nah, what's
he's a North Shore guy. He's got to shoot up the board.
We're taking Booth
here. Taking Booth.
This is Booth.
Pick is in.
Who we got? Who we got now?
Well, listen, we're at 54. We could pause. Well, we're not going to trade up. We're going to trade down if we have to. All right.
If we get a good offer here.
Leo Chenal. Okay.
He's good.
He's a thumper at linebacker with speed.
Ooh, I like Brian Asamoah. Asamoah is really good.
I'm not a huge Oklahoma guy. They're both very small.
Big.
I love this guy, Troy Anderson.
He's quick.
Everyone likes this Drake Jackson. There was just buzz on my phone about him possibly going in the first round.
He's huge.
Matt
Corral.
And then Nick Cross. All right, there's a lot. This is a spot to pick a linebacker.
No, that's the kid. That's the kid out of Wyoming. Everybody's super high on.
Yeah, everyone's really high on Chenal and Muma, and everyone loves this Troy Anderson. He was like a quarterback. He was like a quarterback, all like conference quarterback 2 years ago, changed to linebacker, and now it's like a high pick. So let's see. I mean, we could Dallas Cowboys come calling at 56, which is two picks away, and we could pick up 88 probably. We can get the Chiefs 62. We need to pick another one in between, get another pick in between 85. Nothing really good.
That's not bad right there.
What, 56? If we can get 56 and 88 for 54 and like 127.
Yeah, it'd be good.
We can do that move. Rejected.
They didn't like that.
If I try 127 and like 210.
Yeah.
Try that. Rejected.
All right, whatever, Cowboys. We don't want you.
Fuck you. I don't care. So I want to take Chenal here. He's a 6'3", 250. His PFF grade is a 91.5. It's the highest since Micah Parsons.
He's a big white dude, too. Take
it. I mean, I don't – again, with the race, I don't get it. We're going to take Leo Chenal.
Well, I'm just saying, Patriots always have a good white linebacker. We haven't had that in a while.
The last time they had a white linebacker.
That's what I'm – Ninkovich, maybe?
Yeah, all right.
What's going on?
Just going off the rails. Fucking, by the way, John Metchie just went late there. John Metchie went to Buffalo at 57.
We absolutely don't need him in Buffalo.
I know, but nothing I can do about it now.
All right, so here we need to go guard. We've got to get a guard right here.
Now, this kid from Georgia, Jamari Sawyer, is supposed to be high on the Patriots.
Isn't he gigantic?
I've got a dilemma. All right, he's 6'3", 321. He's a firmly an interior lineman in the NFL, is what PFF is telling me. A 68 grade, but he played all over the offensive line. You know, Belichick loves that. He's played left tackle and right guard in the national championship. So,
can I be honest though? I'm not huge on Georgia offensive linemen because
Isaiah Wynn.
Wynn, they were all coached by Arkansas's head coach, by the way.
All right. So you got him, Kellen Deitch, tackle from Arizona State, which I don't like Arizona State guys. Donovan West, the center from Arizona State. And here's my guy, Kyle Phillips.
You take him here.
He's like one of my number one. He's probably my number one receiver coming out. If you can get him, I mean, this is fucking round three. Is round three too early for Kyle Phillips, a slot receiver?
He's 23.
He's 22.8 from UCLA. 10 touchdowns last year. 739 yards.
Nah, you could get him in the fourth round. 100%.
Look how high he's ranked. You're not going to get him. I think
you're going to get him in the fourth.
So Marcus Jones. All right, for me here, it's Jamari Sawyer.
Can we trade back?
I'm taking. You could trade back.
This would be a good 93.
If you can get 93 and 105 for 85 and something else, that might be a coup for the boys.
85 and 210.
Want to do 85. Let's try 85 and 183. I don't think 210 is going to get it done. Accepted.
Hey,
all right. We've dropped 85 and 183 for 93 and 105.
Yeah, now we should be able to get Phillips here in like seven picks.
All right.
Now so you take him.
I think we take Phillips right here. Boom. Take him at 93. I like
that's
that
beautiful
move for us. And then we're going to get another pick at 105. And here's where we get a nice tackle or a guard. So Kellen Deitch, 6'7", 301. That's a big boy.
Nope, that's a large human being. What
about tackle? That's a tackle all day.
There's a kid from Western Kentucky right here, the D'Angelo kid. He's supposed to be really good.
An edge defender, one trick, sub package rusher. I don't like that. Yep.
How often have you guys done this?
I do this multiple times a day.
It feels like this is like an exercise you've done. Yeah, like 35 times you've done this.
35? I did 35 since fucking Tuesday. Are you kidding me?
Cordell Flott, he gave Arkansas tons of problems.
I like him too, but I think we can grab him at 127. I'm looking at this guard. I'm looking at either that guard from Oklahoma here, Marquise Hayes.
Oh, what about the center right here from Kentucky? Center transfer, he could be a guard.
6'4". He's a burly center with an 85 grade.
He's 24.
Okay.
He's a man.
All right. I mean, Kellen Deitch, I don't mind here either.
He's too big. He can't play guard.
Well, they'll play tackle. I mean, we got to get tackles too. Wynn's going to be gone. What's his face is always hurt. Trent Brown. Romeo Doubs here for our buddy. He loves him some Romeo Doubs.
Sorry.
I know Belichick has met with him personally three times, but we already got Phillips. So I'm going to wait on that. I like either Hayes, Fortner.
What about this kid out of Utah here?
What do we see?
The tackle? Utah. Southern Utah. These small college kids are
Braxton Jones. I love a Wisconsin lineman.
I don't.
Why? That they're built in Dairyland. That's all they're
click on Braxton Jones here. Let's click on Big Brax.
6'5", 309.
It's a good size.
That's the other guy. 6'5", 310. Oh, 93. Southern Utah Thunderbirds.
It's a great logo.
He hasn't played anybody. Idaho, San Diego State. He's got great PFF grades. But again, you're looking at a tackle.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind it though. You want to go off the rails here and grab Braxton Jones?
Let's do it.
Jones?
I think we grab Big B.
Listen, we're having fun.
Yeah. listen, we're boys. We're all here for a good time.
This is real. Bill's gonna listen tonight.
And Kellen Deitch still available, and Marquise Hayes still available.
They must be having some off the field issues that we don't know about.
We got trade offers here.
You get him in the building. You get him under our coaching staff. Want changes?
Does. Hey, listen.
This might be a trade down. You trade down here. There's not.
What are we looking for? So what do we have so far? We got a top corner. We got a guard.
We absolutely need an edge guy.
Wide receiver.
Immediately.
Well, Dominique Robinson here from fucking Miami of Ohio. This is the guy I was reading about. He was a wide receiver last year.
He's 6'5", 250.
He's a wide receiver last year, and he's making the transition to D-end.
What about Trey Wade? One of Arkansas's power forwards is trying to make the NFL.
Really? So there's not much. Oh, Damone Clark would be my pick. If we can grab Damone right here. Damone.
He's good.
I know he's not going to play this year, so you have
to
redshirt him.
I think you can wait, though. You don't have to get him right here.
You can trade down as well. You want to look at a trade?
I think you go down.
You got Buffalo at 130. I don't like trading with Buffalo.
No, that's not enough. We need to go a little bit further down.
Well, if I can grab 130, 168.
For what? 127 and 200?
Yeah. That's a 40. Let's try that. We'll grab two picks real quick from Buffalo. Except
the boys are down.
127 and 200 for 130 and 168. That's a win
for
us. And they took Marquise Hayes, but that's okay. Okay. So we need to grab a guard, a straight up guard right now. Still not.
Fayetteville's wait. There was a D2 safety. Keep going. Fayetteville State. I feel like that's a Bill Belichick.
This guy, I feel, has hacked the system because he's got nothing. I've been looking at him. He all of a sudden jumped up the board the last two or three days. He's ranked 117. I've never heard of this guy. He's got no picture, no grade. I don't trust him. You can't even click on any of his shit. Look,
I'm going to go look up his height and his weight. This is huge. This is
blanked.
A future Patriot.
You got Tyson Anderson, a safety from Toledo. Logan
Bruss.
We
need an edge. We need to go edge here.
Was Terrell Bernard an edge? 6'1". I can't with these 6'1".
No, it's too small. I don't do Big 12.
I'm telling you right now, I like Damone Clark right here as a stash.
Oh my God.
What?
This Fayetteville State, 6'3", 200. He's gonna be a Patriot.
He's not. You can't even get him on the board. He might be. They'll draft him in the second round. You've never heard of him. Fayetteville. Oh, wait, he just popped up, 6'3", 195, 22. Yeah. He's making a massive leap up in competition from Division II to NFL, but he's got the goods to do so. NFL teams will covet his length and rare fluidity. He's got no ranks or stats.
His most tackles.
That guy's going to – I guarantee you that guy will be there at when we pick in six rounds. Right now, I'm looking at Damone Clark as a stash. Anybody disagree? He's a first round pick if he didn't have spine surgery.
Yeah, but he had spine surgery.
Well, so did Gronkowski. How'd that work out? Other than him being a cunt right now.
We need an edge defender. What about the kid from Tennessee? He's good.
Nope. He's a D lineman, and he's 6'4", 297. He's a three technique, so he's interior.
We need that.
He's interior.
Yeah, we have Barmore. I guess we have good interior. Take Clark here, and then we'll try to get a D2 defensive.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be D2. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's huge for me. Duggar has sold me on D2.
Gar. See, he told you this guy's going to stay here forever. So we need a guard still, and they got a guard here from North Carolina. He's ranked 133, 6'4", 308, left tackle and left guard, 77 grade. I don't mind it. Oh, man. Zach Thomas, is that could that be Zach Thomas' son playing tackle at San Diego State? Don't forget, we probably need a third running back.
Oh, Zaquandre White is really, really – he was good.
He's like a he's 6 feet, 206. So that's – he's. I mean, that might be speedy. I don't know what he looks like. Is he like a shifty guy or is he like a –
He's big. He's a big guy.
Yeah, we need a shifty guy. We're going to get anyone. I know Hassan Haskins is going to be available late. This guy, Pierre Strong, is supposed to be making the jump. He's a home run hitter with 4-3 speed.
Ooh, we need that.
I love this already. Pierre Strong, South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Jackrabbits.
Let's see his receptions. Oh, he's got, okay, yards per attempt, 7. He had only 22 receptions. That's it. But 150 yards.
Got bricks for hands.
I don't know about that. I mean, who knows?
I know.
He's the only, I mean, that's 22, 20, and 14 receptions. I mean, he's getting the ball thrown to him. 7.1 yards per carry.
Yeah,
he still needs to run with more physicality. He's probably a shifty guy. We need a guy that's going to back up James White. And I think this could be my Pierre Strong.
Well, he'll be there later.
I don't think so. Average draft position, 148. We're at our 158th pick right now.
Then take him. You're the GM.
I am the GM. I'm going to take Pierre Strong Jr., halfback, South Dakota State. Pick is in. We got a pick in 10 picks, 168. All
right. Oh, we're right here. All right, now we take Joshua Williams. I can't look at him anymore. I need him on my team.
Hold on. We can go up here and see if there's more cornerbacks that we like. We still need a guard.
Let's get
we haven't gotten a guard. We're going to be in big trouble.
We don't need
telling
a
you,
guard.
The Patriots like this guy Jack Jones from Arizona State.
I don't want anybody else from Arizona State on my team ever.
I know, but he was like the a top 10 recruit at USC and got kicked off the team, which I like a little bit of edge for my cornerbacks.
We got him and Rod. Yeah. Perkins. Perkins been kicked off a team or two.
Has he? Oh, I love that. What are we looking at wide receivers left?
Edge.
Really
what
nothing.
Are we looking? Oh, Polk is good. Polk's really good from Mississippi State.
Is he?
Yeah.
You're the SEC guy. What do we got for guard?
What about the edge?
We got Joshua Ezuedu from North Carolina.
Lasidius.
Oh, they got the kid from BC. Can you grab Alec Lindstrom from Dudley, Massachusetts? I don't know where that is.
Lowest graded games. Every good team he played against, he played like shit. Go back to first
Syracuse. That's a great team. He had a 46 grade, but he had an 85 against Colgate. So, you know, that was
good. Yeah, well, so did I.
Yeah. So, all right.
What about Lasidius? He was supposed to be drafted a long time ago.
Was he? 23.7. He's a former tight end. I don't like that. I don't like a tight end transition.
He did well against Syracuse.
Yeah, that's true. That's good for him. This kid Jason Poe from Mercer, 6'1". I mean, what is with the size of NFL players now? Where are my 6'6 guys?
Well, go down. Keep going down.
Well, let's go here.
Check out the edge. Can we check out the edge here? Edge rushers, please.
Check out the edge. We're gonna get on the edge.
Edge me.
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, there's an Alabama guy.
But at 200. I mean, 6'4 from Baton Rouge.
Oh,
a 90 grade? What's he still doing here?
No, he got hurt.
Did he?
Click on him. I'm fairly certain he got hurt.
He had one sack.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah, he must have. He only played one game.
Yeah, we're taking him right now.
Alabama? I mean, against Miami. At 200, you want to jump here? Or should we trade down? Pick up another
pick. We could trade down, but I think he's going to.
He's going to fly off?
I mean,
lost
that
Tyler.
That means we'd be stashing two people.
No,
Tyler
just
know
you know he's a stash. He was out all last season.
We need it. We like you guys are in the middle of talking about. This is why like regular people can't be GMs. We're in the middle of talking about a guard, and it's like, oh, this guy's boring. Just 6 feet
boring.
Fat and 6 feet, 300 pounds, boring. Six
Christopher
feet,
Allen
pounds,
fractured
boring.
His. He fractured his foot, but he'll be ready to go.
Oh, that's it.
It's like, oh,
he's
go
our pick
the wide
here. 200.
An edge, guys.
This is 168. I think we should trade back and grab another pick and then grab him.
Do it.
The Commanders are offering 189. See if I can grab a fifth rounder next year. Nope. grab a sixth rounder next year. This is round five. This is nonsense. All right, I'll pick up an extra sixth rounder and move
Allen's
back.
Allen's been hurt, but like when he either. Played, the full year he played, he dominated. Two forced fumbles, six sacks.
All right, 189 and 230 for 168. Do it. All right, we've been accepted. So we got two picks for one. We're going to move back here. Hopefully he's still on the board. Looks like he's still on the board, boys. I didn't see him fly off. Edge defender,
take him.
Right there. We're taking him at 189.
Him.
Boom. Chris Allen, edge defender, Alabama. We have to grab a guard. We have to get a guard. Our starting guard, we're going to bring. He's still here, Azuwedu. That's it. He's off the board. I've taken him. You guys don't have any pick from North Carolina.
We're good. This is a great draft. This is
best
what they're going to do.
Okay, your boy Josh right. Williams is still available, like I told you he would
him.
Be.
We're taking Big Josh.
Come on. I think we need a D lineman.
What? You yelled at me earlier when I won.
What about Josh? Hold on. Another slot guy.
Do you think they're going to take that punter? Is the Patriots punter, did he get hurt last year?
No, he's not hurt, but because he was all pro, he has to get they have to pay him $4 million this year. And that's obviously insane. So. I guess the thinking there is you draft a guy that's supposed to be really good and just cut Bailey, even though he's good, or trade
him.
Yeah,
I feel like they always. I feel like they can teach punters. Like, they don't have a problem with that. No, they always have a good punter.
I don't disagree. I mean,
he didn't have a good punter last year. He sucked.
He did suck last year. So this Marquand McCall, I know Marquand McCall is a very good defensive lineman.
I mean, I'm all in on – I want a D2 here.
D2? I mean, you're talking 6'3", 340. That's a true nose.
It is a nosy.
6'4", 65 on the PFF. Let's see here. I'd love a guard, another a guard or a tackle.
Take Josh.
You really want this guy?
I mean
– You want to take him? Josh Williams, Fayetteville State?
Him next to Duggar? I think that might be
no
the best.
Stats. He's an unknown. You got to take an unknown that's going to throw Mel Kiper and everybody off. I mean, we're
you
talking about the
happened?
Seventh round here. It's seventh round. It's Hail Mary time.
I was about to say, you know what happened last time they took an unknown man in the seventh round? He went on to be Tom Brady.
In the sixth round. For crying out loud. This is a Patriots podcast.
Tom Brady sucks.
We're going to take Joshua Williams, Fayetteville State cornerback, who was recently hacked PFF because now he's way up the board, and never heard of him until 2 days ago.
It's a huge pick. Future
it,
Patriot
guys. This
legend.
Is it. This is our last pick.
Can't wait. I can't wait for Josh's red jacket ceremony.
All right, All right, this is our last pick. So, let's see.
Do we take a quarterback here?
You could take a quarterback. We'd take a quarterback. You can go with Brock Purdy.
We're not taking Brock Purdy. Go look at what quarterbacks are available, and I'll tell you.
All of them. Every quarterback's available. You got Caleb Ellaby, Western Michigan. Skylar Thompson.
That
Kansas
kid's not
State.
Bad. The kid from Kansas State's not bad.
Yeah, Crum, Notre Dame.
Crum also isn't bad.
Kent State, Cole like Kelly. Fucking Julian no. Edelman.
Cole Kelly used to play at the University of Arkansas.
I heard a lot about De'Eriq King making a transition to wide receiver, though, like a la Julian Edelman.
He's too slow. Cole
he's
Kelly
slow.
Won the.
You know?
Cole he's Kelly 5'10", won 96. The. Cole Kelly won the Division I FCS Heisman. He's like 6'7", 260.
Does he play?
Quarterback?
I don't need it. I don't need a quarterback. What's De'Eriq King's speed? De'Eriq King draft combine profile.
Probably a 4.8.
What did Edelman run? 4.6? He didn't even have his stats here.
I'll find out.
He's a candidate for a bottom of a roster or a practice squad. 5.9. That's not what it says here. Can he be a slot receiver in the NFL? I don't know.
De'Eriq King ran a 4.66.
That's faster than Edelman.
Okay.
Around there. What was his three cone? Do they have a three cone?
9'10" broad jump. That's pretty good. Three cone.
Give me under 7. I'm taking him right now. That's sub 7. He's coming.
4.38. 5.61. Hold on. Some bitch.
Lost it.
Yeah, let's not take a quarterback here. We don't need one of those. We'll get him next year.
Because he's a wide receiver. That's why I was going to take him. I like this Marquise Ball, a safety from Florida A&M. He's a big hitter. 6'2", 212. reminds me a little bit of that guy that used to be on the Seattle Seahawks.
Which
big,
one?
Which one? The big one. The one that hit Edelman really hard.
Chancellor?
Yes, Cam Chancellor. 81 PFF grade, available in the seventh round.
That's he's pretty like, good.
I think he's an assassin. I'm going to take Marquise Ball, Bell, Florida A&M.
You're on the wrong one. You were going to click on the wrong.
I was not. I was reading. That's it. That's our last pick. Let's see what our grades come in. That was a great Patriots draft.
I think we get an A, no matter what PFF says.
I do. All right, Andrew Booth, A. Leo Chanel, A. We got a B minus on a trade to San Francisco. A B for Kyle Phillips. KP's really guy, didn't. Braxton Jones, gets a C minus.
It's still a great pick. We and did pretty fucking good.
A B minus for my trade back with Buffalo, which I netted Damone Clark as a B plus. He's a stash, but it's going to be a stud. And then we get a B plus for Pierre Strong Jr. A B minus.
Wait, did we just crush this?
We crushed it. A B minus on the trade back to get two picks from Washington. Chris Allen, B minus. Joshua Ezuedu, the guard from North Carolina that I wanted, A plus.
By the way, you see what we got right here on Big Josh?
I know. They love him in an A. But I'm telling you, that's all because of their new ranking at 117. We got him at 230. That's why we got an A.
That's a future
and a
red
B jacket. On our Mr. Irrelevant Marquise Ball, an A minus overall draft grade for your boys at the Malcolm Go podcast.
I think
we got a new starting corner, a new starting linebacker, a new legendary slot receiver, and
isn't this exciting?
You see,
we get an A minus for the fellas,
for the boys.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, if you're listening, I'm available tomorrow night.
I'll fucking run it. I'll run the show tomorrow. How much you want to bet they take that kid Daxton Hill from Michigan, who's on my big board? Other stuff. I don't know. I like him. I like a lot of guys.
What do you think the Patriots like usually grade out as after they finish their draft?
A C minus.
C minus D always. Mel Kiper's got him at like a D plus.
Yeah. So.
Because they do boring, like they took Kyle Duggar the first, and then Nikhil Harry was like,
yeah, they
like
probably
that.
Loved that. They you know, the last time they were probably graded high was when they got Hightower and Chandler Jones in the first round.
No, last year's draft they were rated so high.
Really?
They did. Yes, they were the number one draft.
Well, afterwards, Mac Jones was a hit, but
and Barmore.
Barmore's a beast.
Oh, yeah, Barmore. Well, yeah, I forgot, but that they had Barmore as a. No, he was supposed to be like a top 15 pick, and they got him in the second round.
I also don't know if they're going to do the whole linebacker thing because I think they really think Perkins and Anfernee are going to be good. Because
but they're
think
outside they're... guys. We need inside guys.
Yeah, but do we?
No.
Yeah.
Lawrence guy, they just signed Kyle Davis.
He's a defensive tackle. What's he going to play, middle linebacker?
Who?
Oh, I thought you were saying inside line.
No, inside linebackers. We need no Hightower right now. You got fucking what's his face? That's it.
You got Bentley.
Yeah, Bentley, and that's it. He's gonna start with Anthony Jennings, who hasn't played in a year. Perkins, who's never played, and then you know, maybe they get Trey Flowers back soon. He could play on the edge, do something. I don't know. They still gotta add more free agents.
I am curious what's up with Flowers. I would enjoy him being back.
A lot of it has to do with the draft. I think a lot of those guys. They're going to try and draft young guys, and if they can't get them, then they'll just go and get these guys, like Flowers and all the corners and all the other guys that are still available.
So, but, like, Flowers was so good for the Patriots. He was just God.
He'll still be good for the Patriots when he comes back this year.
But genuinely, what do we think they take at 21? Or do they trade back?
I think they take Andrew Booth. I really do think they take a corner in the first round.
Yeah, me too.
I think they need to. I mean,
I read a good one where they traded quite a bit, but they went up to 14 and they took Stingley.
He's the grandson of Stingley. He got paralyzed playing for the Patriots in the 70s. That would be turnaround.
That's why
I'm thinking they go middle linebacker.
I think, yeah, if Devin Lloyd or N'Kobe Dean are available at 21, I think they might take him. But I like Andrew Booth. I watched one video of him. One highlight, and it sold me. He was tackling so hard, like, against the run. I was like, this guy's a Patriot. Love him.
And if good news is, if Treylon Burks is there at 21 and they do take him, the whole pod's getting jerseys.
No chance. Well, I like that. I do like a jersey. And then we'll do another N'Keal Harry bet when he doesn't catch a touchdown for 3 years.
Well, that won't happen because he's actually good.
You think that they'll be able to unload N'Keal Harry, or do you think they're going to have to cut him?
They'll unload. Somebody will give him, like, they'll trade him. It'll be like some bullshit. Like, oh, the Patriots trade down to 200, and they give away N'Keal Harry. Like,
it's definitely going to be something like that. Like, pick 190 for our pick 187 in N'Keal Harry. We'll move, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just offloading it.
We'll move up two spots, and we'll have to give up N'Keal Harry in a pick.
What do you
like
mean
that?
Have to give up N'Keal Harry? We are honored to give up N'Keal Harry. It's
if you will pay him, you can have him.
You don't even have to. I don't care what you do with him. Just put him on your roster, not mine.
Yeah, I really have a. I feel like he's gonna break out on some team where he doesn't have to like pay attention. Where anywhere, like if someone tells him just to run straight or do something stupid, you know, you have to be at this spot at this time. I think that he could figure that out.
I could see him going to, like, the Jags and just being, like, mediocre. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be a team that's, like, I don't know, maybe, like, Arizona that throws a lot, but they have, like, a relatively easy passing playbook.
They have, like, 9 wide receivers that get doubled, so he gets covered by
exactly
like
Hopkins and fucking all the rest of them.
Yeah.
All right. It'd be a real shame if he's good somewhere else.
That's what I would hate too, but I have a feeling that that's going to be part of the thing, and then everyone's going to be like, well, maybe it's Belichick's coaching.
I have a great feeling that he's just not good at football, so he's probably not going to be very good.
I don't know about it. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think he's good enough to play in the NFL. He's just not good enough to know the Patriots offense, and that's happened through a lot of – Joey Galloway couldn't figure it out. Reggie Wayne quit. I mean, Chad Ochocinco. These guys are – there's a couple fringe Hall of Famers that had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, well, Treylon Burks is super smart, so he's gonna be a good one.
All right. Well, anyway, you won't see me because I'll be European ways next week, but I'm sure I'll be tweeting.
Not you.
Get some pictures going on the gram.
I'll be on the gram. I'm gonna be looking at some granite, some marble, and enjoying some vino. Who knows? I'll be going with some people from work, so I'm sure that will be fun.
Who are you actually going with?
Just a guy from one guy from my company, two guys from the company we're working for, and then the owner of the building that we're building. And we're going to arrive. Literally, these plans, like they were like, you coming? And we were like, yeah, we booked the tickets. And they were like, okay, good. There's no plans. And then they were like, okay, Monday we'll go to a quarry. Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll both go to a quarry. I was like, are you setting up the fucking hotels, the cars, anything? And they were like, oh, yeah, we'll figure it out. I was like, you guys run billion-dollar companies. What's happening? And then finally they emailed us yesterday, like, we got a car from the airport. We landed in Pisa, of all places. So I'm assuming I'm going to see the second greatest leaning tower in the world. The first one still resides on Route 1 in Saugus, Massachusetts. We'll see that. And then, I guess the meeting ended and I had no idea. But, yeah, so sorry the boys have left me. So it's just me bullshitting. Talking. Sorry, we literally had nothing to say during this podcast. It was really just Tyler and KP begging me to pod. They needed to hear my voice before the draft. I think we did a pretty good mock draft, honestly. An A minus, hit every need, and legendary stuff. Anyway, I'm on Twitter at Brady Disciple, Malcolm Go Pod. Of course, the Patreon. I'd love it if you guys could go on there. Help us with our efforts to expand the brand. Join patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. And of course, I'm not joking. Somebody email me and tell me what the fucking hex and plush, whatever the hell I was looking at today. I literally looked at it for 12 hours and I can't remember the name of it. But it was the other one that's going to be opening up in May. I need to be told what to do and so I can be a millionaire and just podcast nightly and not have to work anymore. So if you can do that, that'd be great too. So yeah, again, join the Discord server, discord.com. I think it's // Malcolm Go Podcast. It's always fun on there talking shit. Everyone's always having a good time. Until then, go Patriots. Hope for a good draft. My favorite day of the year, first and second day. Love those days. Third day, you know, not as great. But the first two, amazing. One of my favorite things. Get a bunch of Buffalo Wild Wings delivered. Be classy. Enjoy yourself. Go on a cruise. I love it. Go Pats.
Do your job. All right? Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job.
started 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honor. Your family's honor.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler. Stepping by the side.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is intercepted. Picked off by Kyle Law. 30, 25, 20, 15. Touchdown. Kyle Law picks it up and takes it to the house. Lewis.
For Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.